can you hold this thought constantly in your mind when you can't hold your breathing for more than 5 minutes at a time when you are awake? Honestly tell me, don't you forget this breathing now and many times during the day? All of you, be honest. Then, how can you hold that thought constantly, every moment, that what is expected of me is healing of my psychic nature and calming of my brain body system? Which requires that you overlook all the hurts that come into your life. You have no time to waste to think about all the hurts that come into your life. Oh, your face is sad. You should laugh more. And what are you doing all the time? You are not thinking of the rhythmic breath. You are not thinking about healing the psychic nature. What are you doing all the time, every moment? You don't want to forget your past and you want to imagine your future. That is all you are doing. You don't want to forget your past and you want to only dream about the future. If you have all the time in the world to do these two silly things, why can't you, instead of these two things, try to heal your psychic nature and keep your mind on the three-step rhythmic breathing? Just as you don't require any conscious effort to hold on to your past or dream about the future when you are engaged in your day-to-day activity, why can't you hold on to your three-step rhythmic breathing and the healing of the psychic nature when you are engaged in your day-to-day duty? The same effort, the same energy is used. Why can't you use it for the better thing? Why must the stupid past be remembered? And why do you hope for a future over which you have no control? Why can't you keep to three-step rhythmic breathing over which you can have control and by which you can heal your psychic nature? But because the majority of cells are not human, they will show animal tendency. You understand? I am not asking you to waste 1 minute in doing this. You have to replace two things wrong with two things right. Instead of wasting your time remembering the past and trying to see the future or dream the future, if you can keep your mind to three-step rhythmic breathing and healing of the psychic nature, you can come with me. Then you can come with me. I'll take you wherever you want. But till then, I must leave you to your dreaming of the past and your dreaming of the future. I will not like to disturb you then, till then. You see, Yoga Sutra to me is the most sacred teaching. I am moved, I am hurt when I read them. And when I see you friends not giving the same importance to it, I am sadder and very much more sad. To me, these are more sacred even than Gita, because this will make me a human being from an animal. And unless you approach it with the same reverence as you will approach Gita, or even more, we will get nothing out of it, nothing. If you think that this book can be opened one Thursday in a month, and on some Saturday you will do some breathing exercises here, then I will have to wait for you 100 million years. I want you to come to the sutras with very great veneration, very great. Go without your food, go without your sleep if you want to. Don't go without revering this sutras every day. The day I don't read a part of it, I feel hurt. I feel hurt that I have failed that day to be honest to the sutras. Though fortunately such a day has not yet come in my life. If you take it as any other textbook, it will remain any other textbook. Unless you can love it more than your firstborn child, and you can revere it more than your own parents, there is no hope. No hope whatsoever. So, my friends, the newcomers and the old friends, this is the purpose of our meeting. If you go on increasing your number, that also I don't mind. Provided if you can do something, if you can add a grain of sand to you every day, I don't expect much. Add a grain of sand, that much you add every day from the sutras. And don't go over the sutras, only read the first sutra and stand by it. Over a period of time, thousands of sand grains will collect. And it will form some figure for you. Those 10 grains will form a figure for you over a period, provided daily you add 1 10 grain of Yoga Sutra to yourself. Every day. Normally we take about 29,000 breaths. And what do we do with it? Throw it into the dustbin. That's all we do. We are throwing it into the dustbin. 29,000 breaths. Against that I am asking you to take 17,000 breaths at the rate of 3-step rhythmic breathing. I am asking you to breathe 12,000 times less, but breathe 3-step rhythmic breathing. But you shake your head and say no to me. I can't can't understand this mathematics of yours. You will breathe 29 times and not 17,000 times. Wrongly. Does it make sense? I can understand if you are 6 months old or 12 months old and I can say that you have no grasp of what I am talking. But most of you are, for all of you are adult. I see none below the adult age. And still you can't grasp this simple English sentences. You want me to speak in Marathi, Hindi? In what language do you want me to speak? That you can't understand me. Every time I speak, every time you put up a very serious face and I feel sad. That is, you don't feel sad. Gita, the Upanishads speak beautifully. But what is the use when we can't live beautifully? Yoga Sutra is the only means of making us live beautifully. And yet, we don't want to. We will live the same old way. I may go on barking and barking and barking to no avail. Because if you don't understand my language, my speaking is barking. Waste of breath. A blind beggar asked Vishnu, I want to see my grandchildren play in a palace. He asked nothing. That is what she is asking from me. Even though I was 8 or 9 years old, if my master thought that I had not come up to his expectation that day, he will quietly get up and walk away, disgusted. And the punishment was so great to me that he walked away. And I lost a great day. That next day my efforts would be doubled. So, I wish you were all 8 or 9 years old. I could use stronger language. Because when you want to learn sutra, or when somebody wants to explain to you the sutra, you are on very sacred ground. You are on very sacred ground. So sacred that within the last half an hour or so, or 45 minutes, if your mind has gone once away from this room and it has gone, you have done me great disservice. You have done me great disservice. and your mind has gone more than once out of this room. You understand the seriousness? You understand what I want? I want you to be 24-carat, nothing less. It won't serve any purpose. Most of you are not even gold, even 9-carat. You are not even 9-carat gold, most of you, I said, if you have not heard me. And she wants me to add one grain of sand every day to her, so that she can go home and sleep peacefully. Such things are not done on the path. On the path, much is expected. You expect much from me and I expect much from you. And it will be a two-way traffic, not one way. How many of you don't eat after 4 p.m.? Did you see many hands? Did you see some hands? No. The least I expect from all of you is not to eat after 4 p.m. So that when you go to bed and when you start with your three-step rhythmic breathing and the tape music and fall asleep, by morning you will be able to add one grain of sand. Understand now? This is the easiest thing you could do. Don't eat after 4 p.m. Go to bed and start with three-step rhythmic breathing along with the music on the tape. Doing your three-step rhythmic breathing, fall asleep, and in the morning collect one grain of sand. Over a period you'll collect many grains. This will be an easier way to collect your grains of sand. But on 24th March, when I'll ask again, not many more hands will go up, I'm quite sure. This is human nature. This is human nature, the lethargy of the human mind. The lethargy of human mind. I'll do it tomorrow. I'll do it afterwards. This lethargy does not leave us. If you have to see some good serial on the TV, we are ready. Ready at that time, on the dot, to watch our serial, however stupid it may be. Sit there for half an hour, glued to the seat. Shout at the children if they make noise. But we will not collect one grain of sand every day, no. The lethargy of human mind, the tragedy of human mind. What serial are you looking at? commander. Bold and beautiful. We have all the time in the world. See all this, I don't say no. But what is it you lose when you go to bed, go on an empty stomach and do your three-step rhythmic breathing? What do you lose thereby? Why you don't do it? Will I expect on 24th March when we meet again, some of you will do it? Or you'll just shake your head to please me now? That's the thing. So what? Justification for not doing the right thing. I will agree with you on one ground. He said that in our unconscious moment, the mind goes out of this room without our knowledge. Then I'm speaking to you. And over that, one has no control. I'll agree with you on one condition only, that you are not doing three-step rhythmic breathing all the time. If you are doing three-step breathing all the time, the unconscious dark moment will not cross your path. So what you have consciously failed in is in not doing the three-step rhythmic breathing. Unconsciously it has happened, I agree there. Because consciously you have not done something. The purpose of three-step rhythmic breathing is to prevent this dark unconscious moment. Doctor has described the unconscious moment as dark, and which is very true. But this dark moment will come again and again if you fail to keep the three-step rhythmic breath. As I told you, time and again I have told you, I'll repeat it again. The first law of science, it says no two things can occupy the same place at the same time. If three-step rhythmic breathing is occupying, the dark moment cannot occupy. And therefore, you have drawn the attention, I am very thankful to you, you have drawn the attention of everyone, that whenever three-step rhythmic breathing ceases, the unconscious dark moment comes in. And the unconscious dark moment that he has described, I have described as the animal nature in man. Yes, what do you want to say?
Sir, this means that is a VSRB should be a conscious effort.
It has conscious effort.
Then in the passage of time and practice, should it not become automatic and unconscious?
For that you have to do it with your sleep and your tape music. In the day, you have to try to be conscious as much as possible. And at night, you form a habit, provided you have not eaten anything after 4 p.m. Because if you eat in the evening or night, the dark, unconscious moments will come all the more attacking you. That is why in the Shastras you are advocated not to eat after 4 p.m. Because if you go on an empty stomach to your bed and start your sleep with rhythmic breathing. But when I say this, people tell me, but doctor and science says I'll get ulcer. rather get an ulcer. But do 3 steps with me, breathe in, and don't eat after 4 p.m. Get an ulcer. Get an ulcer too. But don't eat after 4 p.m. and go to bed with the rhythmic 3-step breathing. Then the possibilities of this unconscious dark moments will become less and less and less. This is how you will be able to fight successfully against your unconscious state, which even when your awake comes on you time and again, time and again, time and again. And that is why you forget your 3-step rhythmic breathing, even though you may want to do it. So first thing I would request you, whether you get ulcers, even if you get cancer, please do it. Don't eat after 4 p.m. and go to bed on a rhythmic breath. For my sake, please do it. And I assure you, even if you have got cancer or ulcer, they will be removed by the rhythm of your breath over a period. So don't be carried away by all such wrong impressions. That if some say, I don't eat after 4 p.m., I get headaches. I said, you better get those headaches. One said, I don't get sleep. I said, you're very lucky. Do the japa whole night. But if you have decided to go forward, have no excuse. As the master has told me time and again, he who excuses himself, accuses himself. Do not forget this sentence. He who excuses himself, accuses himself. Give no excuse. If you fail, get up. Try not to fail again. As a human being, you will fail 100 times, get up 100 times, and for the 101st time, make an effort again. There is no other way. There is no other way. And your sincerity will bring you rewards. This sincerity is very necessary. Wholeheartedly to give yourself up to this. Nothing is as pleasant as this. Nothing is more important as this. You change yourself. I am not talking about your habits. You change yourself totally. If you are Mr. X, become Mr. Y. Habits is not enough. I am not asking you to change your habit. I am asking you to change every cell in your body. I want every cell in your body to be changed, not only your habits. Please. But as later on in the 14th sutra, what does Patanjali say? We'll turn 2-3 pages further. And on the 14th, I will read the 14th for you, my dear friend. When the object to be gained is sufficiently valued, there all arguments cease. When the object to be gained is sufficiently valued. If you don't value this object, then don't change your habit. But if you value this object, there is nothing you can throw away with smile. This is very important. And the object to be gained is sufficiently valued, and efforts towards its attainment are persistently followed without intermission. What does without intermission say? What does it mean, without intermission? Not an interval of one breath. without intermission, not an interval of one breath. Every breath has to be a rhythmic breath. Without intermission, your heart does not stop for 1 minute to take rest. Your blood does not stop for 1 minute to take rest. Your lungs don't stop 1 minute to breathe for you. But you don't sufficiently value all these faithful organs that are doing work for you. They are faithful to you. They don't rest for a minute, for a second. But you don't value them. If you sufficiently value, you'll change your habits, you'll change your life, you'll change everything. If it is sufficiently valued. Because what you will ultimately get is priceless. Absolutely priceless. Because as in the third sutra, it says, when this has been accomplished, you are a yogi. And you see yourself as you are in reality the divine fragment. If this is the promise, if this is the ultimate reward, what hard work is good enough? Tell me. Eating in the night is too much, giving up. My friend here. Okay? Sufficiently valued. In the following sutra, what does the sage say again? The thinking instrument states are 5. And all the states are subject to pleasure or pain. All the states are subject to pleasure or pain. They are painful or not painful. But ecstasy is never experienced. Ecstasy. Your mental states are painful or not painful. But ecstasy is not experience. Because you are either in the past or you are in the future, dreaming all your time. And like a robot, mechanically doing your work. The whole day that you work, they're no better than a machine. A little worse, because machine will not dream its past or its future. It will do work. But you will do your work automatically, mechanically, and use your brain as a swing. Go into the past, go into the future. You have no other thing to do in this world. Waste your time, sit on the swing, go into the past, go into the future. That's all you do. These modifications are correct knowledge, incorrect knowledge, fancy or imagination, passivity, sleep and memory. It is sleep, it is imagination, it is memory, you are never in the present. You are never in the present. It's incorrect knowledge, it's memory, it's sleep, it's imagination. That's all you do. This beautiful brain, which is more wonderful than a galaxy, is only used to do this stupid thing. Imagination, sleep, passivity, memory is always of the past. You don't go anywhere, you are locked up in your past. This beautiful brain that Einstein used in some manner, this beautiful brain that few of the great ones used, we use for what? To sit in that swing. Imagination, memory, sleep, nothing else. What have we got to do? We have got plenty of time. We have got a million births to go. Where is the hurry? If I have not done it in this life, there are millions awaiting. I will do it later. I am only unnecessarily pushing you. Isn't it? Some people say yes. Are you angry with me? I'm asking you. Are you angry with me? You look very serious. So my friends, again and again I have to tell you, we are not here for social media. I love every one of you. I like to meet every one of you. But our purpose of meeting is not social. It's an important meeting for an important purpose. And for that, I want you to realize and sufficiently value this purpose and put in your efforts. Let me see how many of you will honestly tell me between today 24 and March 24 how honest you have been in not eating after 4 p.m. I'm asking the least from you now. Not eating after 4 p.m. Going to bed with 3-step rhythmic breathing and falling asleep. How many of you will do this much for me in the coming 30 days? That's all I want from you. Later I'll ask more. But in this month, all I want from you is don't eat after 4 p.m. Go to bed with the rhythmic breathing and with the rhythmic music, fall asleep. And in the morning between 6:45 and 7:15, tell me I have done. I will hear. I don't know now, tomorrow morning. I don't believe.
I think that's what I'm done, sir.
You do it after your next birth, I don't mind. But do it sometime. You are lucky, why don't you pass all 24 hours? When I was at school, I read the beautiful poem Casablanca. And we read, the father was the captain of the ship. And he told his boy, stand here, I'll come soon. There was a storm and also a fire in the ship. Before he could come, the father died. But the son said, no, I am told by my father, he will come and I have to stand here. He went down with the sinking ship and the fire of the ship and died. You see, this is called application. I am asking, don't eat after 4 p.m. and you are all flustered. I am not asking you to stand on a burning ship and don't move. This is a difficult matter, not a laughing matter, remember that. So next 24th, I would like to see how many hands go up. Not eating after 4 p.m., going to bed with the three-step rhythmic breath and the rhythmic music and falling asleep.
Drinking also?
Drinking? Drinking what? She asked me, can we not drink? But then she was not specific. Yes, you can drink water, not milk, not wine. You can drink tea with very little milk. Nothing further. Don't ask me anything else now. No concessions further. Okay? Let me see how many of you come. Next 24. And find out a new place, please, where we are meeting. It's very near here.
Ramdevi
Mandir. And there's a bigger hall there where we can seat. Don't bring more friends. And make the group, and don't make the group bigger. Okay? So we meet day after tomorrow for our practices. Today exposition has been bad enough. The exercise may be even worse. Then we meet day after tomorrow on Saturday. Come again. Thank you.